This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it. So here we are. Here we are, what, 5 days out from Iowa. Donald Trump says he will not participate in the Republican debate tomorrow because he says Fox News is biased against him, which is pretty funny, really. But he has a problem with Megyn Kelly, even though the question she asked, in fairness, was quite appropriate. But he's still hung up on it. Still hung up on that, you know, whole deal. So anyhow, he says he's not going to be in the debate tomorrow. And here, walk out in the lobby here, and I grab today's USA Today. But by the way, today is the end of the world. If you didn't know, today it ends today. So have a steak, you know, have a cocktail, whatever it is you want to do. Well, Al Gore said 10 years ago that no later than 10 years we'd be in an absolute frying pan, and some other misguided, inaccurate, ridiculous nonsense about global climate change disruption stuff. At any rate, we didn't die, Al, but you sure did get rich, didn't you? You sure did get rich scaring the pants off of people, Al Gore. That ought to be criminal. Anyhow, on the front page of USA Today that I just picked up in the lobby, they have their power rankings for the Republican candidates. And it surprises me some, and we'll get to it here in a second. Surprises me some because not who's in first, second, and third place. That's Trump, Cruz, and Rubio. But who has now moved into fourth place in the power rankings ahead of everybody else, and that's the Ohio Governor John Kasich. So there you go. I said for a long time that Kasich was a unique candidate with a unique resume that might be uniquely qualified to be president. Of course, I caught a lot of grief from the hardcore Cruz supporters and so forth. Well, he's just too liberal. You know, he supported the expansion of Obamacare, and, you know, he did what he thought was right for his state, all right? He also supported right to work. He also scaled back unions in Ohio, balanced the budget, turned a deficit and a debt into a surplus. So before you get all, you know, well, he's not conservative enough. It's the same thing it's the same thing you idiots said when you didn't vote for Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney's not conservative enough. Well, that might be true, but he's more conservative than Barack Obama now, isn't he? Well, we filed our protest vote. We voted for somebody else. Well, good for you. You might as well have voted for Barack Obama. And how did that work out? How's that hopey, changey thingy working out for you? Mm-hmm. Considering Donald Trump is out of the debate, the official word came a little bit later in the afternoon, but here is Donald Trump earlier in the day talking about the fact that he probably wasn't going to be in. They have now confirmed it. Go ahead, clip one.
Well, Fox is playing games, yeah. Fox is going to make a fortune. I told Fox you should give money to the wounded warriors. I'm not a fan of Megyn Kelly. I think she's a third-rate reporter. I think she, frankly, is not good at what she does. And I think they could do a lot better than Megyn Kelly. And so I'm going to be making a decision with Fox, but I probably won't bother doing the debate. I see they picked me as number one. Not only number one by far, but probably I won't be doing the debate. I'm going to have something else in Iowa. We'll do something where we raise money for the veterans and the wounded warriors. We're going to do something simultaneously with the debate, but most likely I'm not going to do the debate. I didn't like the fact that they sent out press releases talking about Putin and playing games. I don't know what games Roger Ailes is playing, but what's wrong over there? Something's wrong. But when they sent out that press release talking about, I said, what are these people playing games? So most likely I won't be doing the debate.
And later in the day, they made it official he won't be doing the debate. And later, during the same get-together, Donald Trump got in a back-and-forth with the reporter. Let me tell you something. I've gotten in back-and-forth on this program on too many occasions to remember with people. And my advice has always been to those that didn't do well, make sure you're prepared, do your homework, because you'll feel a lot better about it on when you have a pop quiz. Donald Trump, in effect, giving a reporter a pop quiz. Listen to this, clip two.
The soundbite, the full soundbite from Tim Russert, you said to him was, I'm very pro-choice. I hate the concept of abortion.
Correct.
But I'm very
pro-choice. Why didn't you read that? By the way, why didn't you read that before?
I pulled it up the Wi-Fi.
No, but why didn't you read that before? You didn't read, I hate the concept of
abortion. I'm reading it to you now. My question
excuse me. Excuse me.
Are you a trustworthy?
Excuse me. Very trustworthy.
Chameleon?
More so than you. Because you know what? You didn't read the question. See, when you quoted Tim Russert, you didn't read what you just said. Read it again.
I'm quoting you. I'll read it
again.
I'll read it now.
Go ahead.
I'm very pro-choice. I hate the concept of abortion.
Okay, you didn't read. Why didn't you say, and when you asked the question before, that I hate the concept
because
of abortion?
Because the question from the pro-life group
can't be trusted. You were
so
quoting Tim Russert,
said,
and you were
you.
Quoting,
I'm
excuse
quoting
me,
you.
You were quoting Tim, and you were quoting me. Why didn't you read my quote the way I said it?
Sir, I tried to pull it up, and I didn't have Wi-Fi.
Well, then you got to get Wi-Fi, okay? Well, don't ask me questions like that. You're not a very good reporter doing that.
I didn't have Wi-Fi. Yeah, that's a really not a great thing to say. You know, let's be honest. That's really not a great... not a great line to go with. All right, so back to the power rankings for USA Today. All right, Donald Trump, number one, Ted Cruz, number two, Marco Rubio, number three, and John Kasich, number four. The reason this is interesting, Kasich has moved way up in the power rankings in just the last couple of weeks. And yesterday, he picked up an important endorsement from the Boston Globe, which is the most dominant newspaper in that part of the country. Why is that important? Because the Boston Globe serves New Hampshire, where the first primary takes place on the 9th of February. So the Iowa caucuses are in 5 days. Iowa does not generally pick a president, but New Hampshire can. So John Kasich gets the endorsement of the Boston Globe. He commented on that yesterday. Take clip three.
Well, I'm really honored by it. I mean, that's an incredible newspaper, and to receive their endorsement, it's a big deal to me personally. It's a significant achievement in my career to have a newspaper of that kind of stature that has seen fit to endorse me. We also received some other good news here, the Concord Monitor, which is another very significant newspaper in New Hampshire, also came out and endorsed me today. And when things are go well like that, you kind of want to ride low in the saddle, as one old mentor of mine once said. I'm very, very grateful and humbled by the support that's coming our way, but we still have a long way to go.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there, but if John Kasich would happen to come out of New Hampshire in second or third position, it could revitalize his campaign. We'll see how that goes. The hotline number here is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Real quickly to Frank and DeWitt. Frank, welcome to it.
Yes, I'd like to discuss with you why a lot of people have, we Cruz supporters have reservations about Donald Trump. First, I want to say I did vote for Mitt Romney, and I will vote for Donald Trump if he gets it. But the problem is, respectfully, my disagreement with you is you said, well, Trump will get things done. He can make deals. Well, my question is, why Barack Obama didn't have to make any deals? He just ruthlessly shoved all of this stuff onto us. And we don't even have one inch to step back.
Frank, I'm going to answer your question when we come back. Hold on. We're going to break on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll answer some of those concerns of Frank's right after this.